We're doing the laws of Shabbos, and we're finally beginning with the actual melachot, the actual tasks that are prohibited. So the first one we're going to deal with is Zorea. That's the order in which the Mishnah lists them. That Zorea is planting. It's ordinarily you'd have to plow a field before you can plant in it, but sometimes you have to plant. You have to plow after you plant. Like here in Israel, the ground is very tough, and therefore very often they would have to plow after planting in order to get the seeds covered. So that's why the Mishnah, which was actually written in Israel, the Mishnah lists planting first. Okay, what is the malacha of ziriah, of planting? Tachlita ziriah hi hatzimicha. The essence of planting is to cause something to grow. Therefore, not only the actual planting is prohibited, but also any act that is supportive of growth is also prohibited. Because any support of a plant, something that's growing in the ground, is included in this task that's prohibited. Nichlalim kan, so what's encompassed here? Nitiya, taking a young sapling, a young tree, and planting it. Halkava, grafting a tree. Havracha, grafting is when you take two branches, and you connect, you take a branch from one tree, you connect it with another tree, you slice the two, and then you put the diagonals together, and then you bandage them together, and then they fuse. Havracha, which is, I don't know the scientific name for it, but basically you would take a branch from a tree, stick it into the ground, and then the branch grows on its own into its own tree. That's called Havracha. What's it called?
I think it's making a
sapling. Okay. Nikush, taking out weeds. Zimul, pruning. All of these are acts that are supportive of growth. They all support the growth of a plant or a tree. Some of them are considered the av, the prototype of the prohibition. Others are considered the offshoots. Just as with other tasks, so too with Zorea, one has to be careful not to do a psik reisha. Remember, what's a psik reisha? Where I'm doing something else. My intention is something else. But it's obviously going to cause this. We'll see an example of that in a second. So number one, let's say you have a half-rotten tomato. You can't throw it in the ground. Because I used to volunteer in a place where we'd pack food for the poor. And we had tomato bushes all around. Because every so often you'd get a rotten tomato. And one of the volunteers didn't feel like going to the garbage. He tossed it into the yard. And the yard started growing tomato bushes. Because the tomatoes, they have seeds in them. So the one who donated the property for us to grow, for us to work in packing the food, he started having tomato bushes free of charge, right? So let's say you have a half-rotten tomato and you just don't feel like going to the garbage. You toss it into the ground. You toss it out into the yard. Basically, what you've just done is plant tomato seeds. Like it or not, you'll say that wasn't my intent. But it's a psik reisha. That's what's happening here. So you're not allowed to throw seeds. You finished an apple. You don't feel like throwing it out. You toss it into your yard. Again, the apple seeds are going to fall into the yard and they can grow. That's planting. That's not your intent, but it is a psik reisha. It's obviously going to happen. Even though you don't have intent for that. Okay, that's the example he's going to give. You're eating fruits in a yard. Obviously, it's a yard that has ground where it can grow. We're not talking about there's a brick floor. You can't spit out the seeds of the apple as you're biting it onto the ground, because basically you're planting there. Okay, so number one, we said you're not allowed to plant or be supportive of growth. Number two, you cannot move a plant. Let's say you have a plant growing here, you're going to move it to somewhere else. That's also, if by moving it, it's going to grow better, so you can't do that. And that's why you can't move a flower pot from place to place. If by moving it to the second place, it will grow better. Sometimes you say, hey, this flower pot needs more light. I'm going to move it to the sun. So you're doing an act that's going to support growth. For example, if you have a flower pot that's standing inside and you move it outside, or to move it from a place in the shade to a place where the sun's shining, or the opposite. Sometimes you say it's too cold for the plant outside. I'm going to move it into the house. Sometimes you say the plant's getting burnt in the sun. I'm going to move it to the shade. So that those are acts that are supportive of growth. If these acts are supportive of growth, you may not do them on Shabbos. And the same is true of similar things. אבל לפתוח וילון, אפילו אם יגיע להציץ עומד שם אור החמה מותר, ובלבד שלא התכוון בפתיחתה שתזרח עליו חמה. But you're allowed to open the curtains at home. Even though inadvertently what you're doing will allow sunlight to reach the plant, if your intention is not for it to reach the plant, then you're basically, you're mitasek, or you're opening the window, you're opening the curtain because you want the air. The fact that that's getting light, that's not your intent, and that's not even within your realm of thought, so that's okay. That's why that's not. He doesn't give a reason. I don't want to say a reason without double checking. Let's hold off. Remind me, we'll get back to it, okay?